Where in the Bible will I find the biblical distinction between clergy and laity? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. In current usage, the clergy is that class of men in denominational churches who have been set apart by ordination for official religious duties, and the laity are the rest of the members not thus ordained. Now, these are not biblical distinctions, however, and the usage provides another illustration of how far afield from New Testament teaching the religious world about us has gone. The word clergy derives from the Greek kleros, one form of which is translated charge allotted, 1 Peter 5, verse 3. Here the apostle admonished elders not to act as lording it over the charge allotted to them, but to make themselves ensamples to the flock. The charge allotted, the clergy over which they were to rule, was the congregation in which they were appointed to serve. Peter taught here that the elders, far from exhibiting a spirit of arrogance and autocracy in the oversight to which they were set, were to serve as ensamples to the clergy, the flock, the church. Hence, in biblical usage, the entire congregation constitutes the clergy, and the word laity does not occur in the Bible at all. The denominational concept is therefore completely foreign to New Testament phraseology, and it conveys a notion in conflict with it. Here again is emphasized the importance of using biblical words to convey biblical notions, that is, to call Bible things by Bible names, and to avoid any use of Bible words in a context contrary to their sacred usage. The denominational distinction of clergy and laity not only involves the improper use of the word, it sets up a distinction in work between people not recognized in the New Testament. The preachers of whom we read in the New Testament were thus designated because they preached. Their work was and is functional, not official. All disciples had a hand in the spread of the gospel and the evangelization of the ancient world, Acts 8:4. And the Lord will expect no less of us today.